morning. I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off on the main issues in South Asia this Monday, the 14th of January. Firstly, in Sri Lanka. Yesterday, two people were shot dead in the Wetala area of the capital city, Colombo. The police suspect the shootout was gang-related and the two people killed had connections to the underworld. A machine gun was used in the shootout. Violent clashes between criminal gangs are a major concern for law enforcement agencies in Sri Lanka. More than 200 people were killed last year in gang-related murders. Clients are advised to be aware of gang-related violence in Colombo and other major cities of Sri Lanka. Avoid, in particular, the Colombo nightlife areas, where the gangs are known to be active. In Pakistan, the Finance Minister Asad Umar said on Saturday that the federal government has decided not to enter into an International Monetary Fund program for now. He made the statement during an interaction with businessmen at the Karachi Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Pakistan has been negotiating with the International Monetary Fund for an economic assistance package since November last year. The statement comes after China, Saudi Arabia and the UAE offered a generous economic aid of over US$15 billion to mitigate the economic crisis. Clients are advised to monitor major reforms in taxation and tariffs that the Sri Lankan government may introduce to tackle the economic crisis. Monitor APAC assistance alerts and advisories for further updates. For non-members, you can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management membership programs or buy our materials on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.